Hi, we are all Yankovics. This is Sydney. So my favorite Weird Al song, it's hard to choose. It changes by day. Today I'm going to say Genius in France. I love that song. I like the rhyme scheme is brilliant and the way he uses all the different phrases in that song. It also really shows off his band because they are geniuses on their instruments. And you don't really notice that in the songs because they blend so well. So yeah, today, that's my favorite, Genius in France.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Get a monastery, get built, cutting your epic road short.
Are you blue from being assassinated and replaced with a camel?
Hi, I'm John Borgum.
And I'm John Borgum.
And when we aren't recording these commercials,
or getting drunk,
we're sending our interns to court to fight for you, the little people. So call us at 302-PAY-FIRE. That's 302-PAYFIRE. Borgum.
And Borgum.
For the meeple.
Oh, this is a story about a guy named Al, and he lived in a sewer with his hamster pal.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics!
Yeah!
Woo! Woo!
That's yeah. What it is.
All right, we're back. What are we talking about now?
The Weird Al Show theme song. We're not going to talk about all of the Weird Al Show, because maybe we'll hold that for something later.
Yeah,
but
just the
there's
theme.
A lot of talk. The theme song and a little bit of basics about the show.
Okay.
Kind of thing. The theme song was on Running with Scissors.
Yes.
From 1997. The show was from 97 to 98. And yeah, what do you want to talk about? Like, the theme song was the beginning of the show. It was very like, it's like a Captain Kangaroo, Pee-wee's Playhouse kind of thing.
Yeah. But
you've seen more episodes than I have.
I have. Just the theme song really doesn't have a whole lot to do with that. It's just like a typical Weird Al rambling long, you know, I digress kind of story.
Very, very... Albuquerque,
yes. Very yeah. Albuquerque.
But there are some interesting things in the song, like the references to a spatula and a dental mm-hmm. hygienist
yes.
are both UHF things.
Yeah.
There's several things that he references that are from The Complete Al, which was mm-hmm. the like fake documentary that he had.
Yep.
He references Harvey.
Uh-huh.
He talks about having an accordion.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of really interesting, cool...
In a rambling way,
Easter
he introduced himself.
Kind of a,
yeah, he
yeah,
introduced
yeah.
himself in a rambling way, and I like that. It's just like, it's kind of like a quick, like, here's the weirdness and wackiness that this show is going to have in a random kind of rambling, you know, cartoony
yeah.
kid show
exactly.
introduction. And it's really well done. It's a fantastic opening to the video. It's just really, I don't know, it's really cool. It has three different animation styles in it.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's sort of like a classic animation style and then mm-hmm. sort of like a weird digital sort
yeah,
of
yeah, early digital. One? It's digital, yeah. kind of like Nickelodeon early 2000s or
okay,
late 90s, early 2000s kind of animation style. Like,
yeah, yeah, the later one.
Yeah.
Like especially, and we talk about this, like Epic Inc. did the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was done, and I don't know about, much about them, but
yeah,
the second group
Epic
was done by DNA and Keith Alcorn,
mm-hmm.
Who also with a partner did Jimmy Neutron.
Yep. So it's very much that style.
So and that's also why it's this weird fattiness to
yeah.
it. Like there's a plumpness to it, which
exactly,
is a little weird.
Yeah.
And then the last one is definitely stop motion.
Yep.
And that was done by Scott Newglin. Who did the PJs,
mm-hmm.
and he did the remake of Celebrity Deathmatch back in 2001.
But most importantly, what he did, the Jurassic Park
oh, yes,
video
yes.
for Weird Al Yankovic.
For Weird Al Yankovic,
yeah.
yeah. And they, I believe both of them also did some stuff, both of those last two also did a little bit of stuff on the show,
mm-hmm.
other animation
yes,
parts for the show and some
did.
Other things like that. So yeah, it's a real cool like triptych of three different styles.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's got accordion, which I like. I know you're not a huge fan of it, but it's got the accordion
well,
in
no,
it.
Well, no, for this, it's perfect. Like,
yeah.
you can't do Weird Al without an accordion. So,
exactly.
Exactly. It's also got a weird Lion King reference for no apparent reason.
Well, in the video, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm
it's visual.
Well, it's visual, but it's so weird because it feels like it's the only real one thing Like, it feels out of place.
Hmm.
The parody of Lion King in the middle of the video seems out of place.
It does.
Because the rest of it doesn't have any, isn't parody of anything other than Weird Al himself and things he has done.
Perhaps. Maybe if you look at it more closely. I haven't caught anything, but maybe I'll watch it with a little keener eye to see if there's other pop culture, other animated stuff we may have missed. But that's like the most obvious, of course, the cliff holding up. I can't recall at the moment what he's holding up. But yeah, and then the cliff breaks and he falls.
Yep. And all that stuff. It tells a story about, it's one of those, it's not only does it tell you about him, but it also is like, it's very Beverly Hillbillies kind of like, this is the plot to the show. This is how it happened. You know, this is where we're starting from to catch you up.
Yeah. Very much like 1970s, 60s TV show theme song. Like, we got to tell you the entire plot here in about 30 seconds.
But not the plot of the show itself, but the plot of like
the backstory,
the prologue. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Here's how we got here. Now that that's out of the way, let's continue with where we are now, 20 miles below the surface of the earth.
Another thing that it really was interesting was apparently Weird Al in his interview with Sporkful podcast says he really likes tater tots. So you'll see tater tots is used a lot in his songs.
Tater tot farm.
And that's in this song. There's also a reference. I mean, like, to me, it's got to be a reference to Mystery Science Theater.
Yes, yeah, the Doors. I was thinking the same thing.
Totally Mr. Science Theater.
Yeah, at the very end.
Which just came back. So yes, it's interesting.
Thank goodness. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing when I was watching it recently. Like, oh, that's got to be Mr. Science Theater, like going through the multiple doors into the main stage of the show. Yeah.
So what the lyrics of the song, I think, are a lot of fun. There's not a lot to talk about in that sense, I don't think.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've pretty much gone over it. It's just, describing in a very, very, very roundabout way how Weird Al got himself a TV show and ended up on Saturday mornings. It may or may not be true.
No, I think there's
a couple things in his story that may not hold water. But hey, I'm not going to, fact check him.
But you can't. You really can't.
You can't.
I've tried.
Who knows what the truth really is anymore?
I think it's time to bring out our special guest.
I'm going to go get a drink. Be back.
All right. Well, I just want to introduce this guy. He's the set designer from the Weird Al Show. We brought him in here today, and his name is Wayne White. Wayne, come on in.
Hey, how you doing? Great to be here. Thanks. Oh, wow. This chair is kind of cool. I like the arms on it. You know what? They really be good on this arm chair.
What?
Hand holes. You can put your hands inside of the armrest so you can kind of lift them up and almost wear the chair like a jacket. Put some googly eyes on it, too. That'd be kind of cool.
Thanks, Wayne. I want to get back to, like, where were you born?
I came from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay.
Born and raised there. My daddy, he worked at a bowling alley. And I don't know, from a very young age, I took to art.
Okay. And where did you start learning about art? Or develop like a love for it? I mean, like, I'm assuming
always,
you love art.
I've always loved art. This table's really neat. I like this. It's you call this? Marble?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of like the way the legs are. But actually, have you ever thought about maybe replacing these legs with like mannequin legs?
That sounds really neat.
Yeah, that'd be really artistic. I love art. Art's great.
Where did you
everything go? I see, it becomes art to me.
Oh, interesting. Okay. But like, did you get a passion as a kid? Or?
Well, like I said, I've always been into art and went to school. I took some art classes and realized after I graduated, there ain't a whole lot of art opportunities in Tennessee. So I would like doing drawing and puppet shows. And that's a cool clock you got on the wall.
Thanks. You like
wow,
it?
Wow. Yeah. You ever thought maybe making it look like a couple pancakes? Maybe some syrup dripping down as like the minute hand?
No, I have to honestly say I've never thought of that.
Really? Never once thought about that.
No. So how did you get involved in like television? It sounds like you're an artist. Like how did you get involved in like set design?
I got a job down south. Yeah, it was a job on a TV show. It was called Mrs. Caboodle's Caboose.
Fun.
You ever heard of it?
No,
it was huge.
Can't say it.
For a couple years.
She had a huge caboose.
She did. Her caboose was gigantic. And I designed the set. I designed her caboose. It was really impressive, that caboose. It wasn't really a caboose. It was a studio.
Okay. Thank you.
I knew it
looked like it was a caboose.
Yeah, I made it look huge. She had one of the largest cabooses in the South for a few years there. But, I mean, it wasn't a working caboose, I'm telling you. But it was there. A lot of people said it smelled kind of funny, but that was just all the art supplies that were kept in it. Cool. I shoved a lot of supplies up in that caboose. Anyways, this is a really cool board you got here. The soundboard, they call it, right?
Yeah.
You ever think about replacing those knobs with, like, jelly beans?
No, I don't
think... Put some googly eyes on them?
I don't think it would work.
Huh. All right. Well, you know.
All right, okay. So then, how did you make it to Pee Wee Herman's?
Oh, I took a train.
Okay, thank you.
Back up to New York, and I met with some...
Was there a caboose on that train?
Of course there's a caboose on that train. It wasn't as big as Miss Kabobbles. But anyways, when I got to New York, I took my portfolio of Miss Kaboodles caboose, and I showed it to these people. They said, hey, we got some kids show coming up. You know who did that kids show was for?
Was it Pee Wee Herman?
Well, it was for kids, but it was by.
Oh, okay.
I got you there. It was by Pee Wee Herman and CBS. They hired me.
Think a little quicker with you around, man.
I'll be quick there. Anyway, yeah, I did the set design and puppets, and I was actually on the show. Got my SAG card.
Ooh.
It got me right in the door. I got a few awards, shiny awards. I posed with them on a picture for you.
Oh, really?
You know anyone who likes to wear a bikini?
No.
You ever think about wearing a bikini?
I have. Yeah. I had. One I think time you look good in a bikini. My cousin asked me if I should wear it.
Yeah, I think you look
and
good.
And I think I tried it on.
In an artistic kind of way. I mean, not like around the town. Just like take a picture of yourself in a bikini. Maybe put it over your head. Some googly eyes on it.
Okay. On the bikini?
Yeah. Okay. Not on your head. You already got googly eyes.
Okay, so then Weird Al. How did you meet him? What?
Oh, well.
What did you do for him?
I designed a set.
Okay.
I made a bunch of puppets and the whole set. I made the chairs. I made Harvey's home. I made the whole kitchen. Everything, literally everything you see in that set, I made.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, I thought so. Weird Al thought so, too. He loved it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Why did Weird Al hire you, do you think?
I applied and...
Okay.
I had a really good portfolio and several awards. I already mentioned that. You ever heard of Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse? It was huge. I don't think I really need to try that hard.
It was like a movie or something, wasn't it?
He had a movie. I didn't do much for the movie, but Playhouse, I did. I designed that whole Playhouse, you know?
Okay.
The chair. You know Cherry?
Yes.
I made that. It was a chair, just like this chair here, but it had a mouth and some eyes. You should do that at your chair here. You know
my
that?
Chair?
You ever think about making it purple?
Purple?
Yeah.
No.
Huh.
It's wood.
Well, purple wood, what's wrong with that?
Okay.
Anyways, Weird Al, he heard about Pee-wee's Playhouse, and his people said, hey, that might be a good guy to design our set, since we're trying to be, the network wants us to be the new Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Okay.
He figured bringing me on board would be a good idea.
Cool.
It was.
Well, it was. It definitely looks like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, well, I know exactly like it, but the thought of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The feeling. The playhousiness of it.
The playhousiness of it.
Yeah, the feel of you want kids there and you want to play and it's fun.
Yeah.
That's what we're going for.
Yeah, it's a kid's show. So,
yeah, it's a great show. It's been on the air now for how many years now? It's still going, right?
One. It was on the air for 1 year.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What'd they do with all my puppets and stuff? I've got to go. I got to get that. I'm sorry. I've got to find out where my puppets are. Thanks a lot for having me here.
Thanks,
you ever
Wayne.
Think about making that ottoman maybe green?
Green?
Put some googly eyes and fur on it.
Okay. Sounds good. Maybe some teeth where it opens up. Oh, he's gone. Whoops.
Hey, what I missed. The guy just ran past me saying something about getting his furniture and a puppet back.
Yeah, well, you know.
He said my shoes need googly eyes. What was up with that guy?
I think that was his thing.
Okay.
He likes googly eyes.
Why not?
He wants to Google the whole town.
Man, I should have stayed in here for that. It sounded like fun.
You should have.
I'll listen to the podcast.
Yes, please.
I will listen to this one.
Maybe you can talk to him and get him to settle down a little bit.
All right. Maybe have him back on again.
Focus a little bit more on what we're trying to do. Yeah. So we came to the best line.
Oh, best line. Yes. Do you have one?
I do.
All right. Then you go first.
I think my favorite lyric is the... The one about wearing lederhosen and Nevada sour cream, but then my favorite part is the next part, which is like, but that's not really very important to the story.
I love that.
Like the very like,
oh, I digress. No, never mind.
I digress.
Like everything else up to then was important to the story. That's what I, yes, I love that. Like he rambles on for like a minute and a half and then that's not important to the story.
Although when in the video, he's sort of like dancing in the sour cream. I really wanted it to be heavy cream and he was like dancing so hard it made whipped cream.
That would have been brilliant.
Like wouldn't that be awesome? Like,
yes, yeah. But it was sour cream.
I almost feel like the animators thought it might have been whipped cream, and so yeah,
huh, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, yeah. But no, I like that.
What's fantastic. Yours?
Mine is like one day I was in the forest trying to get a tan when I heard the tortured screaming of a funny little man. I just love the visuals of that, and then they played out in the video, of course, yeah, as well. But just like the tortured screaming of a funny little man, he's caught in a bear trap, and now set him free, and that whole thing. I love
yeah,
that.
Just say the whole thing.
No, I'm no, done. That you know, yada yada yada, as that last guy said.
Did you know? You weren't even in the room.
I was still in the hallway when he got to that part.
Okay, okay, okay. So lots of other fun things like we talked about already. The spatula reference, a lot yeah. of things like that. I mean, we've already kind of talked about it, but it's just lots of good imagery that we talk about all mm-hmm. the time with Weird Al.
It's a fun
lots
show, fun too. We'll get to that wagon. Show later maybe, but yeah, yeah. I think it didn't get, you know, he had to make a lot of concessions in the show to make it educational, but, you know, for what it is, it's got some fun bits, and it's a fun show. And I think the theme song really sets you up for, you know, the silliness.
Yeah, yeah, it was totally silly. There's mm-hmm. no way you can't think that this is going to be silly.
Ratings? Contact info? Oh, yeah, ratings, duh. I almost forgot about the ratings.
Yeah.
1 to 5 googly eyes.
Googly eyes, yes. 1 to 5 googly eyes.
1 to 5 googly eyes.
Apparently, that's the word of the day. It oh, wait, is. No, that's something else. Never
mind. Wrong show. 1 to 5 googly eyes. I'm going to give this one just try to stick with rating it with everything else he has. I'm going to give it a 3.
A 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, right. One out of the 3.
I don't know how to rate this. Like
it's tough.
Like, I enjoy the song, but it's very much like anything else. And I don't really necessarily think it fits on the album so much. Like, it feels like a filler. And so, like, I think that rating for the song itself versus the rating for like it on the album.
Oh, I didn't consider that.
But you know what I mean? Like, I think I'm going I'm gonna give this one a 2.5 then.
That seems to be your go-to.
Is it?
Yeah, you do a lot of 3.5.
I do a lot of 3.5.
Oh, that's true. 3.5 as well. You like the points.
I do 0.5.
You like decimals.
I don't want to get too far away from your score, I think.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, no, like, good song. But like
on the album itself, yeah, you're
on the
right.
album, it's kind of
right. Yeah. I'm gonna stick with 3, but I can totally see why you're going 2.5.
Yeah, thanks. Other interesting things: the other theme songs he's done, Spy Hard was a movie. Mm-hmm. Other TV show theme songs he's done, Milo, The Adventures of Milo,
Milo Murphy Law,
and he did a theme to the 30 Rock over mm-hmm. the theme of the 30 Rock, right?
Yes.
And I believe both of those songs, Milo and 30 Rock, are going to be on the medium rarities as part of his
the box set.
Box set, yeah. Yes. So that's going to be interesting to look forward to.
Fantastic. Yep. And one more plug for Milo Murphy. Watch it. If you haven't watched it, watch the show. It's fantastic. They just released a bunch of new episodes on the Disney XD channel, if you want to do the app. I love that show. I'm trying to get my kids to watch it more, and it's fantastic.
Cool.
I love Weird Al, and he does, this show is just so well done.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. We'll thank Wayne at some point. We'll send him a letter. We'll
send him a postcard
or whiskey
something.
Or something.
Yeah, probably both.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Awesome.
Well, till next time.
Bye-bye.